I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a wonderful day. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you. I'm that voice from the corner speaking a word of salvation powered by the Holy Ghost. I remain your good friend and of course your host of Hallelujah Every Day, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, we continue in our series on important things to start this year with. Today, we are emphasizing on your mindset and of course your worldview. I start by asking you some questions. How do you view things, child of God? Is your opinion right? Is your recommendation the best? Are the facts at your disposal the truth or merely circumstantial? Your worldview and your mindset matter a lot for success or for failure to come true. Your worldview are your beliefs, your perception, your thinking, your knowledge, and the way you do things. Your mindset is how you see life, your ideology, your faith, religion. They all form your worldview. There's a way that seems right to a man, a woman, but that way may lead on to destruction. How do you view issues? Emotionally, constructively, religiously, culturally, economically, politically, or are you viewing things from a selfish interest perspective? Child of God, what exactly is your mindset and worldview like? In the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verses 2, Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Hallelujah. Child of God, are you a proactive person or a reactive kind of person? In the Bible, we read the story of Nathan, a prophet. Nathan understood the mindset of King David. He knew not to confront David with facts before him on David's sin, so he applied tactfulness, unlike the normal operations of prophets, to talk raw. This time around, he applied wisdom so that David wouldn't kill him. Nathan confronted David tactfully with the story of a rich man and a poor man. He understood the mind, the thoughts, the behavior, the attitude of David the king. At the end, David passed verdict on himself. You can study that in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 1 through 12. The lesson that we can learn from there is simple. Approach matters tactfully and wisely. Child of God, don't be limited to your traditional way of thinking and seeing things. For there's a way that seems right to a man, but such lead unto destruction. Your self-opinionated nature can destroy, damage a lot of things if care isn't applied. There are things that may look good to you, but may not be right. Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23, in the Amplified Version of the Bible, it reads, "All things are legitimate, that is permissible, and we are free to do anything we please. But not all things are helpful, expedient, profitable, and wholesome. All things are legitimate, but not all things are constructive and edifying." From this text, child of God, you can see that he had gone beyond ordinary mindset thinking to a divine understanding and interpretation of things. We all need to see things objectively, constructively, and with a mindset of heaven. Some things appear as fact, but may not be the truth. Truth of a matter is this: be open-minded, ever ready to learn, put yourself in other person's shoes. Why do they act or do things the way they do? When you have that understanding, you'll be able to leverage and bring a change to such persons. Have a mindset never to give up. Have a mindset of adding value. Have a mindset that is open to growth and development, not fixed. Have a mindset of a goal-getter. Have a mindset of love. Have a mindset of business success. Have a mindset to be able to achieve good things. The battle starts from the mind. Yes, the battle starts from the mind. If your mindset changes, all things are bound to change. Child of God, go out and make impact and add value. Make friends. Crawl out of your shell. Come down from your high horse. Change your mindset for the better. Life is short. Make the best out of life and stay blessed all the way as you do so. Now, child of God, with your kind permission, I pray with you. As you step out today, I declare that the day will bless you even as you are a blessing in the name of Jesus. Your day is favored. Your day is full of glory. Your step will not lead you astray. Your words are seasoned today to be a blessing. I cover your life. I cover your family. I cover your business. I cover your glory with the blood of Jesus. I decree everything you lay your hands to do will flourish today in the name of Jesus. As the year is still young and bringing forth all good things, I declare good things are your lot in the name of Jesus. Anywhere that your names are being taken for evil, the glory of God will supervise your great deliverance there in the name of Jesus. Anything that wants to cast you down, I decree by the reason of the anointing, let them turn around and bring forth a lifting up for you in the name of Jesus. Child of God, as we round up this podcast, I must say happy birthday to all those celebrating their birthdays today, and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and memorable events in Jesus' name. God bless and fill your life with testimonies today. God elevate you. God give you joy that cannot be impeached in the name of Jesus. Child of God, remember the podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a great year ahead. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.